Now, beginning in chapter 11, and most of chapter 11 has to do with a roster naming the people at Jerusalem, so we're just going to touch on a few verses here in chapter 11. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring 1 of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 parts to dwell in other cities. Now it seemed that Jerusalem, even after they got the wall completed, Jerusalem didn't have enough people to properly inhabit it and to maintain it and to cause it to function as a city that was of that size. So in order to get enough populace for the city, they chose 1 of 10 of all the cities in the provinces. They chose 1 of 10 to come live in Jerusalem. As I understand this, they'd choose 10 people, and then out of those 10, they would pick 1 to go live in the city of Jerusalem. And so 9 parts then could dwell in the other cities, and 1 part, 1/10, had to go live in Jerusalem. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell in Jerusalem. So it seemed that there were some who volunteered to go live in Jerusalem. And so those who volunteered to do it, without having to be chosen by lot, from 1 of 10, they were blessed, and they were looked upon maybe as patriotic people who were going beyond the call of duty to go do this. It seemed that it wasn't that great of a privilege and pleasure to live in Jerusalem. It seemed that the people had rather not live in the big city, and so they had to make a law that provided for a certain number to have to live in Jerusalem. And since Jerusalem was the central city, and the preservation of it was the very nucleus of the preservation of the nation, and the other cities, although they might think they could get by without Jerusalem, really, if Jerusalem fell to a foreign power or to a foreign people, then the cities round about would have no thing to cluster about as, and to organize with as far as any kind of unity goes. Verse 3, now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Judah dwelt every one in his possessions in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin. And then he goes on, beginning with verse 4, and he names this roster of people who were living at Jerusalem. And this is probably a list of the chief of the provinces who lived in Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem was a rather large city, and this wouldn't near name all the people who lived there. So that entire chapter then, the rest of it, is consumed with the roster naming those people. Now let's move on to the 12th chapter.